run, 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 run. Farmer boy, get your gun. Run, run, run. Farmer boy, get your gun. And run, run, run like a son of a gun. From love, 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 love. Running from the mud, Rita, run, baby, run. Coming, ooh, baby, there's a train whistle coming. Ooh, baby, there's a train whistle coming. Once it was all right, baby. Once it was all right, baby. Once it was all right, now.
There you go. Laura Nyro. That is correct. Man, she put out some nice stuff way back when. Didn't put out a lot, but it's pretty damn tasty. That was Farmer Joe. It was all right now. Was the name of that tune. And it was thanks to Paul and the CBDBD Abadabdu store. Man, played a bunch of... So let's see what we got here. This is the Farmer set. We heard Farmer Gray. Always love to play the Hoosier Hot Shots. We heard Farmer's Daughter by the Beach Boys. And, yeah. When's Mike Love gonna croak? Man, all the Wilson guys are gone. Man, I at least hope Al Jardine outlives him. Okay? Al Jardine was like always the guy that they were always gonna kick out of the Beach Boys. It kind of, because it was hilarious. They always put him on the ends of the picture. Because Murray Wilson did not like him at all and said, oh, we can just chop you right off. You're on the end. But man, when the hell's Mike Love going to bite it? Come on, man. All right, what else do we hear? We heard the Zydeco, Creo Zydeco Farmers. We heard that. We heard Blackland Farmer by Frankie Miller. And yeah. All right, let's get out of the farmer stuff for a little bit, okay? Because right now we're doing, if you don't know, then you don't know. Then you're going to just move on. Right? Okay. You can move on. But what we're doing is it's called kind of like the pyramid of civilization. How we got to be to where we are. You know, it's unbelievable when you think that just about 100, 150 years ago, basically life was a lot harder. Especially like you get back to like the 1900s and 100 years, you know, 1925, that wasn't all that long ago. You know? A lot of people working in coal mines. A lot of kids working in coal mines. You know? People just basically just having a life of work. You survived. You made enough to... You tried to eat, have kids, procreate, and then die. Doesn't sound like a lot of fun. So please enjoy the fun we have now. What little fun we have left. The little sliver of fun. Because right now we are at a wonderful juncture. In civilization, believe it or not. And that is like, we have more leisure time. And still, I don't like working. There should be I'd like to go full circle. Because how it was, like, human beings started off like around the tropics, according to Linus Pauling. And we all just ate fruit and hung out, ate some more fruit, maybe got a fish, walked around. That doesn't sound bad. That does not sound bad. This nice island life. You always see like, a guy stranded on a desert island. Oh, horrible. Really? Oh, man, that's awesome. So you get to wear those Gilligan pants, you know, those Gilligan, they're not Gilligan pants, but when they're all frayed on the bottom. How do you even get your pants frayed like that? You ever see like these guys stranded on desert islands? They were like, it's about knee high and they're all frayed. They're like jorts that looked like they got put through a shredder. How do you even get like that? What exactly exercise do you do to get that frayed up to your knees look on your trousers? You know? Hey, oops, another rip. Yeah, that's funny. It matches all the other ones. And they're all symmetrical, too. So you always get those, like, those jorts that look like they've been through a shredder when you see those people on the deserted islands. How did I get here? What's going on here? This is madness, I tell you. We are doing the pyramid of civilization. I digressed. Today's all songs about workers. The bottom of the pyramid, like slavery, hard workers, farmers, ditch diggers, all the people that are just you know, I mean, and it's sad. It's sad that there has to, those, that the down there, the people that really make society work, the legs on the table, you know, and I think purposely, I really do think the idea like, oh, the guy's a garbage man, like all the disrespect or that shouldn't be there. Why is it there? I don't know. Maybe they have to feel like those, we have to put people in their place. You know, you make them feel too important. Oh, Mr. Garbage Man, you're so important. I am, I? Give me more money. Okay, no problem. Really? That's how it should work. The less glamorous the job, the more it should pay. I mean, I just think the less desirable the job, the more it should pay. You know, it's really kind of funny seeing these new billboards out. Work at Sheetz and then get your retirement. Who's going to retire? See, they're making that all wrong because they're saying, oh, you can work at Sheetz and think about your retirement. And they have a picture of an old guy with a Sheetz hat on. And I think the message that they're trying to send is like, you work here and you can get a 401k, you can get stock options, and you can retire from Sheetz. What I see, when I see the old dude working at Sheetz, I see somebody going, well, I didn't win the lottery today. Grandpa, go back to work. But I'm 78. I know, but you can get a job at Sheetz. All right, fine. So it's that's the retirement. The retirement is working at Sheetz, which I think is kind of wacky, you know? It's kind of wacky. Like, they always made that big deal about, like, oh, look at grandma. She got a job. She's working at McDonald's now, you know, in her retirement. I know people who just can't stop working and really do want that kind of job. But for most parts, it's just kind of sad. You'll see somebody like they're smoking a cigarette. There's always people smoking cigarettes, too. You know, these old people. How'd you get to be so old and you're like a smoker? That's the thing I think is hilarious. You see somebody that's like, well, maybe they're 30, but they look like they're 90 and they're smoking. I don't know. You see them just smoking away. Yeah. I hate to say it. I never really, I think that's a bad career decision. Smoking. Just my opinion. My opinion. The money, that's when people like take the bus, the smoke. So, you know, if you stop smoking cigarettes, maybe you could buy a car. I'm saying cigarettes ain't cheap, man. All right. Let's get back to work. What do you say? So a couple things going on. The Polka Maniacs will be playing Trace Brewery tomorrow. Around 6 o'clock with Last Night on Earth, a benefit show for the ACLU. So if you was in the neighborhood, come on by, man. ACLU does good work. That's correct. And then I got Zombo in Your Brain Trivia Monday night at Spirit. So that's good, too. That's more work. But I don't know if it's work or not. It's hard to say. All right. Whistle while you work. Zombo in Your Brain. Get to work. Get to work, you lazy bums. Thank you.
to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Do your best and take a rest and sing yourself a song. When there's too much to do, don't let it bother you. Forget your trouble, try to be just like the cheerful chickadee. And whistle while you work. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Yes, you can tell.
By the timpani.
The gong. And that. Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Fanfare for the Common Man.
Isn't this an Olympic Games song or something?
Sounds like that Olympic Games song. Maybe. Aaron Copland, actually, the composer of that, classical composer. It's interesting. I went to see the symphony with Aaron Copland, and they played as a Symphony for the Americas, which was written in the 1800s or whatever it was, early 1900s. And it was mind-blowing because I was surprised how many, like, contemporary Westerns, older Westerns, Westerns, Western film, Western TV shows, all just aped that soundtrack. That's where that came from. That big Western soundtrack all came from Aaron Copland's, I think it was called like Symphony for the Americas or whatever. But needless to say, I still have a soft spot in my head for Emerson, Lake and Palmer, you know? What did I tell you? What do we play here? Well, we played Work is a Four-Letter Word by the Smiths. And before that, for Paul. Now, Paul had a lot of different jobs working. Ever since the guy called me, he always been working. It was, if you guys know your Zombo history, he started out as Paul in the beer truck. Then it was Paul not in the beer truck. Then Paul back in the beer truck. Then Paul in the beer truck sometimes. And then Paul moved on up to the east side. And Paul in the weed store. But before that, he was on the corner dealing weed. And it wasn't profitable, so he had to work for the man. And the CBD store. So there you be with that. A common man. for the common man. I don't know if Kelvin ever had the job. And Kelvin calls. But most of the people that do call, there's a Mike from the construction. Mike calls every now and then from the coolest one. He hasn't called me in a while. Was Billy in the Cemetery. You guys know your Zombo history. There was a Billy who worked in the cemetery would call. So yeah, people always call when they're working. I know there's some people that work online and listen from like the West Coast and Chicago. I know that. So this show celebrating the workers or just doing a gig, you know, or the non-workers. Man, we go way back to Zombo history when Rockin' Pete used to call. Rockin' Pete was a DJ, I think. I don't know. He said he was. But it's interesting, the people that do call the show, a decent amount of them have some kind of, like, job. And a decent amount of them are just, like, you know, hanging out. Yeah. So, let's see, what else have we heard? We heard Working All Day by Gentle Giant. And also, we heard Van Morrison. Gotta work. Another Paul. And how did Van Morrison get to be such an a-hole? I can understand how Morrissey got to be an a-hole. He got a good early start. But, I mean, Van Morrison is like Eric Clapton, you know, size a-hole. And Mike loves size. How do you get to be that successful? If you're that successful and you know you're an a-hole, you just keep your mouth shut. You just keep it shut. Do your job. You know, nobody wants to know. You know, nobody wants to know my opinion either. But I give it out, man. Like I say, I might not have much to share. I'll give you a piece of my mind. I don't have much to share, but what I have, I'll let you have a piece. By the way, there's the new thing at Zombo in Your Brain Trivia, is the Hi-Hat of Smartness. It's a big brain that you wear if you're in the team that's in the lead. So yeah, I made this big, big thing. It's a big, I got nothing better to do. I made this big brain you can wear on your head. So if you're in the lead at the trivia Monday at Spirit, you get to wear the high hat of smartness. Should tell you some other things too. Let's see here. All right.
You know, the smallest amount, what's this? You know that kids who spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter and more successful and get jobs and work like their dad. And they work their bony fingers to the bone. And then they die. The end. But, you know, a dad joke, that's a simple way to share a moment with your kid, right? Take a moment. Tell your kid a joke. Make him laugh today. All right? Dad jokes. Yeah, I don't know when dad jokes got to be cool again. You know, dad jokes are always like someone tell a joke, you know, corn is corny. Or groan is groany and corny. Now it's like, oh, dad jokes are cool. There's whole, like, websites just filled with dad jokes. You know? I don't get it. I mean, is a corny joke's always been the corny joke. Compulsive Eaters Anonymous, that's another thing I'll tell you about, man. That's a year-round program, anyone in the community, if you got the problems eating too much, not eating enough, eating too much than not eating enough, splashing, if you're a splasher, you got a problem with weight, food, eating, all that, everybody does. I really do think a lot of everybody's got problems with food-related issues. It's just a question if you, you know, because we're addicted to food. Might as well face it, we're addicted to food. And the CEA helps us. That's right. I don't know, man. This is from 2008. This promo's from 2008. Do you realize how long ago that is? When anything's in the 2000s, you don't think it's that long ago. Oh, that's from 2003. That's not that long ago. Hello? That's 20 years ago. If somebody said something about you, oh, in the 1980s, wow, that happened back in the 60s. Like, woo! Man, that was a long time ago. But when you go into the early 2000s, it just doesn't seem like a long ago. That's 20 years? Crazy, man. Boy, these guys really know how to do it. For three guys, they made a lot of noise. You know? And it doesn't sound like one of the most fun bands to be in. Because that's the sad thing. There's some people that take music so seriously. Like, they'll practice 8 hours a day. 5 hours a day. You know? Ooh. I mean, these guys did nothing but practice, you know? You know, I mean, there's the thing about being a good musician. I mean, a chimpanzee can be a great musician if a chimpanzee could practice 8 hours a day. The opposable thumbs thing, that might be a little problem with the guitar. All right, what else we got going on here? I told you, but I'll tell you about a show on this station, Democracy. Democracy Some Other Time, But Not Right Now, is a national, daily, independent, award-winning news program. Democracy, Not Now, But Maybe Someday, hosts real debates between real people, substantially disagree. I don't need to talk to anybody I disagree with anymore. I'm done talking to people I disagree with. They're not going to change their mind. I'm not going to change my mind. Why beat my head against the wall? I might as well be lecturing my doggy. Okay? You know, they say bones aren't good for you. As the dog is chewing a bone. I said, bones aren't any good. Why are you not listening to me? We're having a debate. I know we substantially disagree. You think bones are good. I don't think they're good for you. Fine, eat your bone. That's kind of how I feel about it. These people aren't going to let go of bones. And no matter what they do, no matter what you tell them, no matter how, what you spell out, they're not going to not stop chewing the bones. So needless to say. So next week is going to be all songs about craftsmen. We're steel workers, auto mechanics, anybody that's skilled, like these guys. These guys had skills. Emerson, Lincoln, Palmer, Fanfare for the Common Man, going off the mark. See, you didn't think I was going to play a 9-minute song. I sure as hell ain't going to play that Rory Gallagher song. That Rory Gallagher song you wanted me to play, that was like 9, that was 11 minutes. That's a lot of Rory Gallagher. I give Rory Gallagher about two minutes, 30 seconds, you know. So, celebrating, talking about the hard workers, and there's always been people that work so hard, and there's always been lazy bums in the world. You know, I am not going to celebrate lazy bums, even though I am considered to be a lazy bum. And that's okay. You know, I've had jobs for one day because I just couldn't take how hard it was. Here's a hard job, ditch digging. Southern culture on the skids, Zombo in your brain.
All right now, there's a new dance going around. It's called the ditch digger. I'm going to show you how. Get both hands on your tool. Your shovel, your blade. And start digging deep. Because we're going to do it till the mountain gets steep. Let's dig some ditch, baby. I want to
dream game. Breaking rocks and saving my time. Breaking out big rocks on the chain gang. I've been convicted of crime. I hold it steady right there while I hit it. I reckon that that ought to get it. Working, slaving all them terrible years to go. I committed a crime out of being a kind of hungry and poor. I left a poor man laying bleeding. They caught me robbing that store. So hold it steady right there while I hit it. I reckon the Fed ought to get it. Toiling, I've been sweating, cause they don't allow time to pay. When I heard the judge say, 5 years of labor on the chain gang, you gotta go. You raise the hand against your neighbor. I had my woman screaming no. So hold it steady right there while I hit it. I reckon that that ought to get it. Working, slaving, sweating, toiling, giving my life away. Breaking out big rocks on the chain gang. Hitting them stones and doing time. Working. I break this chain off and run. I wish that I had someone to hide me, cause I'm sick out here in the sun. Hold it steady this time and I'll hit it. I reckon that I'm gonna get it working. I've been slaving all them terrible years to go. Breaking up rocks and doing my time. Breaking up rocks and stones for committing my crime.
The high Canadian Rockies to the land of Mexico, city and the country, wherever you may go. Through the wild and windy weather, the sun and sleet and rain, comes a whistling through the country, this farmer labor train. Listen to the jingle and the rumble and the roar, she's rolling through New England to the West Pacific shore. It's a long time we've been waiting now, she's whistling round the bend. Roll on into Congress on that farmer labor train. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow. There's lumberjacks and teamsters and sailors from the sea. Farming boys from Texas and the hills of Tennessee. There's miners from Kentucky, there's fishermen from Maine. Every worker in the country rides that farmer labor train. There's warehouse boys and truckers and guys that skin the cats. Men that run the steel mills, the furnace and the blast. Through the smoky factory cities or the hot and dusty plains. And the cushions there crowded on this farmer labor train. Listen to the jingle and the rumble and the roar. She's rolling through New England to the West Pacific shore. It's a long time we've been waiting now, she's whistling round the bend. Ride on into Congress on that farmer labor train. There's folks of every color and they're riding side by side in the swamps of Louisiana and across the Great Divide. From the wheat fields and the orchards and the lowing cattle range, and they're rolling on to victory on this farmer labor train.
this train pulled into Washington, a bright and happy day. When she steamed into the station, you could hear the people say, there's that farmer labor special, she's full of union men, heading on the White House on the farmer labor train.
Oh, I've been working on the railroad all the livelong day. Oh, I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Oh, don't you hear the whistle blow and rise up so early in the morning. Oh, don't you hear the whistle blow and oh, Dinah won't blow your horn. Oh, Dinah won't you blow, oh, Dinah won't you blow. Oh, Dinah won't you blow your horn. Oh, Dinah won't you blow, oh, Dinah won't you blow. Oh, Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Oh, someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Oh, someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Oh, Simon on the old banjo. Oh, fee-fi-fitty-i-o. 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 Simon on the old banjo. That's all.
Thank you.
The mighty Piano Red with Work With It. And before that, we heard K. Martin doing Work With It. Before that, we heard, of course, Donna Summer. She works hard for the money. I've been working on the railroad, Jack Meridian from Duplex Planet. We heard the Farmer Labor Train, Woody Guthrie. And the Work Song by Alex Harvey. That's right, Alex Harvey, before the sensational Alex Harvey Band, did some nice stuff. Hey, Greg suggested this fabulous tune, Minimum Wage. They might be giants. I always like that joke. It says, minimum wage because it'd be illegal to pay you less. So, yeah, they're going with that. We heard Sensoria, I Work Hard by Cabra Voltaire, and Work Hard by Depeche Mode. And that goes out to Mutt Sebastian from Slicing Up Nose Hairs. So yeah, that goes out to him. So there are those two. And let's see here. What else we got here? Oh, we heard Ditch Digging. We started with Ditch Digging. Southern culture on the skids, man. What we're